Welcome to Well-Versed, where we bring biblical principles of governance to governmental leaders and you. This is the Well-Versed Podcast.
We welcome you to this edition of the Well-Versed Podcast. And today we're having someone from right here in San Diego County, a good friend of mine that I've known, I guess since 2008, come to think of it. So quite a few years. Dran Reese is our guest. Dran, a joy having you on with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Do I call you Pastor or do I call you Jim or do I call you Dr. Jim?
I think the most holy reverend is what I prefer.
Perfect.
Let's go for Jim.
Yeah, I have to call you Pastor Jim because you are my pastor. I just can't do Jim.
Okay. Whatever you want to. That'd be okay. Fine. I want us to just jump right in. How you and I became friends. This is before I served as your pastor.
Right.
And how did you get started doing what you're doing? We want to hear that story.
Well, back in 2007, they had a legislative bill called, it was SB 777, where they were trying to pass King and King and Queen in the public schools. And my pastor at the time at a Calvary church up here in Rancho Santa Fe came to me and asked me to stand behind the table while he did a petition drive. And the reason why he chose me is because I had walked up to the front of the church with a couple of books asking him, why aren't we talking about this? It was the book, The Marketing of Evil by David Kapelian, which outlined the 12 issues in America that are turning our country upside down. And that is a fascinating book. I hope every one of your readers or your listeners can read that book. And also the other book was America Alone by Mark Stein, which through pure demographics, America's entire nation will be changed. And we're already beginning to see that. But anyway, so he knew that I had a political bend. So he asked me to run that table. And let me say, the minute that he talked from the pulpit about this issue, my table was flooded. I mean, the people were flying to sign this petition. And that's when I knew that if the pastor speaks, the people act. And that was the beginning of an inspiration that I received from the Lord to be more activated and more involved. And then from there, I started Salt and Light.
For people who don't know, you and your husband started a company. The name of the company is?
It's Ready America.
Ready America. It's an emergency preparedness company. It is phenomenal. Ready America. Is it readyamerica.com?
Readyamerica.com. We do emergency and preparedness products, and it was started, 30 years ago by now with one product. It's a little putty that you stick underneath your antiques and collectibles so they don't fall off shelves in an earthquake. Now, that was a completely impossible product to sell then, and that's why I think the Lord picked me to be in this side of the world, because it's almost impossible to get people to be activated and engaged in the political realm, and pastors as well.
Well, their company now is enormous. They're in all the major big box stores. Their warehouses are enormous. They have many employees, and they're involved all over the globe now. So it's a highly successful company that Dran and her husband Dean have done. They're very good special friends of ours. We've watched this company really explode. But you stepped into the governmental political arena and started trying to train churches. Salt and Light. Tell us what that is. How'd you get started?
Right. Well, again, back at our church, there was a leader who was over a governmental ministry, but it wasn't really moving very much, and he was moving away. And so they asked me to run it. And so I renamed it Salt and Light because of the scripture verse, we're to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And what I loved about that was because I'm just a parishioner in the church. And of course, I'm a businesswoman first, and our ministry, selling products that help with the community with food, water, and emergencies and disasters. I had a little bit of background in marketing, but trying to apply that to the Christian world was very, very interesting. But that's how I got started. I knew that I could apply some business techniques to starting a ministry. And so that's what I did. I kind of applied the business 101. I asked the question, if the moral condition of America is deeply collapsed, where is the first place that you would go on a regular basis where morality is even talked about? And I knew that that was the church. And Charles Finney said, if the very foundations of our nation fall away, the pulpit is responsible. And I knew that had to be where I needed to be in order to see any change in this culture. But that didn't come easily, Pastor Jim. It didn't come easily. I'm a reluctant participant in all of this.
So we jumped to 2008 then. We were together battling, defending marriage in the state of California. Pretty intense battle. We were successful. We would later see the Supreme Court do what they did. But we were successful in the state of California, which is considered very unlikely. But you activated, you came out of Proposition 8 after we won that. And you activated and just took off in beginning to train churches how to be involved as salt and light.
Well, actually, that's because of you. And let me tell you why. Because you invited me to speak. Because you knew that I had a ministry at this church, the Calvary Church. And we had over 300 members in our church. And we literally got those overnight. And so you
had 300 what?
Members in our Salt and Light ministry. And it became one of the largest ministries in the church.
It was a huge church, but you had 300 of them involved in Salt and Light ministry, yes.
Correct. So that was amazing. And then when Proposition 8 came along, then we connected, and you asked me to come in and speak to the pastors because you were doing these online webinars. And it was really fascinating what you were doing. And again, I was scared to death of the pastors. So I learned through the ranks. But an action item. I felt very, compelled to put my best foot forward to provide the churches with an alternative or a way that they could jump into the civic arena without having to think too much. So as a result of your invitation to be a part of the Prop 8 battle, which was to me the battle of all battles. And I was so grateful for your leadership in that. So Pastor Jim, you did a great job. I had never fasted in my life, fasted for 40 days through that whole thing. I remember going down there to the Qualcomm Arena and I was driving and I saw literally clouds that were over the Qualcomm Arena when the whole group was praying. So I believe something spiritual happened. We won that battle. And it really opened my eyes to the fact that when Christians unite together, when we pray, when we get activated, we can win anything. And so I was very excited about that. And Salt and Light really is not what I would choose to do in life. You know, I'm like most typical Americans, but I see and sense that I have an obligation now as a Christian to do my part to see a legacy left to the next generation. And I think that's what all Christians who are really serious about their faith have got to embrace.
What you referred to a moment ago in Qualcomm Stadium here in San Diego, in the Prop 8 battle on our first webinar, we had 1,700 pastors and Christian leaders online with us. In the next one, we had 3,400 pastors and Christian leaders on with us. And a very, very pretty sophisticated strategy the Holy Spirit gave us on what to do. We were we evangelicals linked up with the Roman Catholics and linked up with the Mormons for the purpose of saving marriage, raised $42 million between all of us working together. And I called the evangelicals specifically, and then Catholics joined in with us for a 40-day fast. And it culminated in Qualcomm Stadium with 33,000 people led by our good friend Lou Engel in about a 12-hour prayer service. I mean, intense prayer, intense prayer. It wasn't nice little Lord help us through this day. It was an intense intercession and travailing prayer on the part of 33,000 people for 12 remarkable hours. And we were only 3 days away from the election at that point. So most people extended their 40-day fast to 43 days. And we were told we could never possibly win it in California, in the history of California. They said a proposition has never started in the negative and never gone to the positive. We started with behind 38% to 55%. We won 53.2%, and it passed defending. It's 14 words, only marriage between a man and woman is valid and recognized in California. So it was really a remarkable season for the churches of California. That's 2008, but I'm going to jump us now to the present. You put together literally a package, a suitcase. You put together literally a suitcase, a kit that a church can buy, and it's a turnkey kit for Salt and Light. Tell us what that is. Our time is limited, so we're going to have to, unfortunately, go pretty fast here. But tell us what Salt and Light, that kit is a church can get, and then what Salt and Light Ministry is. And then I want you to talk to us about Biblical Voter, because we're this is being audio taped before an election, but it'll still be valuable after the election's over for future elections. So talk to us about, you put a training kit together, literally a turnkey suitcase somebody, a church could purchase and equip and launch the ministry.
Well, anybody can get it. I'm going to give our website now. It's Salt and Light Council. That's Council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L.org. If you go to saltandlightcouncil.org, when you go onto the homepage, what you're going to see are pictures of ministries in action. It's exciting. We have ministries all across the nation in the swing states. It's really exciting to see people get trained. It is a kit in a box, and basically what that is, it's a table so that we look professional in every church, but we also engage in a three-hour training so that that person, I got to make all the mistakes for every citizen in the church to know how to behave appropriately under pastoral leadership and to offer a governmental ministry. What this is basically, if you take the pie of a church, we're saying open up the pie of the church and insert a slice called biblical citizenship, which is basically civil government. And so we go around and we hope that a pastor will embrace our ministry and appoint a leader like me or someone else to run the ministry in the church, come to our training, and then conduct a once a month meeting where the pastor will speak from the pulpit and tell the congregation, hey, go to your Salt and Light meeting. They're working on issues such and such or whatever. And so that there's recognition in the church so it can be treated equal to all other ministries of the church. And if treated right, it could wind up being the largest ministry of the church. I had 900 in my ministry by the time I got through, and it was so large that we even had to do another meeting on Sundays, and it was exciting. So it's a great ministry, and it's a lot of fun to engage in civil government.
Over the course of time, Duran and her husband ended up at our church, or the church that I pastored at that time. And I can say firsthand, I watched this lady's persistence, her perfection. She was constantly growing and learning. I watched her thoroughness. I watched the fierce commitment on the part of both her and her husband to invest of themselves, not only in exhaustive amounts of time, but in their own resources. It would have been an enormous amount of investment of resources in order to make this possible. I watched Duran walk through deep waters of discouragement. Mm-hmm. She thought, like anybody does who starts this type of ministry, that pastors would just be overjoyed and jump on board and they'd be lined up. Please, this would be such help. And some pastors, majority, do not. They're afraid of it. They're scared of it. And they're afraid to touch it. They might offend somebody, etc. And so they back away from it. And I watched Duran have to learn how to overcome that type of resistance and obstinance on the part of sometimes Christian leaders who don't get it and don't understand that walking in biblical truth includes the area of civil governance. So you have a whole kit that's put together. It's 3-hour training. They go to Salt and Light Council. Spell council because so they'll make sure they spell it the right way. Council.
C-O-U-N-C-I-L.
.org.
.org.
And how much does this kit cost?
It's $365 and the training is $125 and you get a binder. It's 3 hours of our time. And then you are connected in with us. It's $20 a month. And then what we do is we do monthly accountability meetings where we gather all of the affiliates together. We had one last night. It's so exciting to have ministries from Florida and in New Jersey and from Texas. They come together, they tell their stories about what they're doing, and they're making a difference. They're doing biblical worldview courses and classes. They're inviting leaders in. They're getting involved in their state capitol. They're doing voter guides. They're running biblical voter registration drives. It truly is an amazing ministry. And I would have to say that we have the most stable amount of ministries that I've ever seen. When they join with us, they stay with us, and they've been with us for literally decades. So it can be done if you have the right leader and the right pastor. And, you know, I wanted to make a little small comment here about about America. I have learned, and that's through even studying some of what you have done, Pastor Jim, with the well-versed, that it's either God or government. And what we have to understand is that if we let government rule over us, which is what is happening now in America, then God's going to be booted out. And we have seen far too much of that. So it's imperative that Christians get back in and insist that God be the leader, the guide, our fortress in America, our banner once again. And that's a big job for us, because they're trying to silence us and take away our religious freedom and take away our free speech to preach the gospel to other people. So I think this ministry is essential. As the church is essential, I think a governmental ministry, which is rewriting all the laws that we're having to live under, is essential for every church. And we have a perfect way of getting involved, simple and easy.
I've got, many of you are listening to me right now and wonder, what can I do? What can I do? Now you have the answer. I mean, it's as pre-made as it possibly, as turnkey as it possibly can be. The kit is what, 350, you said? No, what's
right,
in it?
365, right. And that includes shipping. This gigantic bulletproof pretty much will carry, you know, voter guides and all of that. It's, we ship it to you as well, included.
$65 and $125 for the training. Let me tell you, I don't think she knows that I know even this much, and I probably shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think probably between she and her husband, they've probably pumped in, I wouldn't be surprised if it could be as much as $300,000, maybe way more than that. Cash is more. Okay, I'm low. so way more than that, maybe $400,000, $500,000 to develop this, to get this training going. They've tested it every way they possibly could. So let me assure you, they're not making any money on this. They have underwritten this with tremendous sacrifice. I've observed it firsthand, and I don't know where you'll find better prepared kit just to launch you turnkey. You get this, get the training, and you'll know exactly what to do. You may or may not have enthusiastic support from your pastor. You may, I hope you will, but if you don't, you still know how to work with lay people in your church who understand what's going on, and they'll... And you can help change your particular community. Now, let's jump to another word, biblical voter. Biblical voter. That's another website. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What is biblical voter? What is it?
It's an initiative of the Salt and Light Council. So out of the Salt and Light Council, which was our initial platform, our ministry has exploded, including a ministry called the Content of Character Series, working in the Black community with Black...
Oh, yes. Yeah, very good. What is that?
Yeah, we've got that because I started working with Black pastors, and when they came to me and said, we need to start teaching in the Black community. So we did 12 summits, Pastor Jim, in 2.5 years all over America, right prior to this election, and then COVID shut us down. Our last two were in Black History Month in February. It was fascinating, and we spoke with Black pastors all over the country. Our last was in Houston, and believe me, we're changing hearts and minds, because we're doing one thing is we're comparing what it is to be a Christian and what the platforms are of both parties, and really making a case for understanding how to align yourself properly with the party that best represents your opportunity to hold on to this country and have your religious freedom. And that case was made fabulous by other pastors that were Black or leaders in the community, and the whole talked about Black Lives Matter and Antifa, all these different things that they talk about. So from there, from the Content of Character series, we started the Judeo-Christian Caucus, which works here in California, working with our legislative leaders and getting more in touch with them and the grassroots. We're the grassroots, they're the leaders. We're just connecting a little bit more with our leaders. And then from there, Biblical Voter came along. Now, we have one more ministry after that, Public School Exit, but for the sake of the election, I think Biblical Voter is the one we really need to talk about. Look what we just got printed. It's now, called...
Most are listening to this audio and they can't see what you're holding out, but...
This is an audio? Okay, yeah. Well, it's called...
But some are watching it video, so go ahead and hold it up. There'll be, sure. There'll be some...
It's called the Biblical Voter Booklet, a step-by-step guide to biblical voting, what you need to know to save America. It's a tiny little pocket-sized booklet that you can pick up and you can hand out to everyone in your congregation, or you could just carry with you, because inside of it, it makes the case for the differences between the two parties, from a constitutional, historical, and biblical standpoint. And of course, you know, Bishop Art Hodges, who's on the board of the Salt and Light Council, and he made a great case for the platforms of the parties and remarkable differences between the two. Also inside of this booklet, and one of the reasons why I love biblicalvoter.com is we have all the state voter guides. So if anybody's confused about where to go to vote, biblicalvoter.com will help them, because right on the homepage is that word that says state voter guides, and we have all 50 states. So we have, it's like an amalgamation of all the best voter guides out there, all in one location, and we even drill it down in the states to the local races as well. But we've got platforms up there, we've got verses for pastors, we've got, and it's all in Spanish too, and Arabic as well.
You're amazing, Duran. They use my book well versed a good bit, and a number of years ago, we delivered a hand-delivered copy to every office, all 535 offices, every member of Congress. Well, then I ran into a guy who heard about that. He says, "You know, what would it take to get it to state legislators?" I said, "Well, let me figure that out. About $25,000 to buy them. There's 7,383 state legislators. That's 50 states. He said, "Well, if I paid for it, can you get it done?" Well, who did I call but Duran Reese? I thought, who has the capacity to do this? Duran Reese organized teams in all 50 state capitals. And I was flooded with these pictures of them hauling well-versed books, and they hand-delivered them to every state legislator in all 50 states, 7,383. Duran, I don't know anybody that could have pulled that off, but you did.
Well, and I have to say, Pastor Jim, I really enjoyed that. And by the way, all of those states, we still have a contact person. So if we ever need to get in touch with them, I love the fact that we built these relationships nationwide. Yeah. But yesterday, we delivered to Pastor Archie Robinson 6 more of your books, because we're pulling together a team of Black pastors in our local area that are going to be studying your book. It is a timeless book. Kudos to you for writing it.
Well, thank you so much. Duran, what more information do they have in these final minutes? What more information should you be sharing with them to help them understand Salt and Light Council or the Biblical Voter Guide? What more do you want to say?
Well, I want to say, if you want action items, if you want solutions to what you can actually do in your church or community, we're a very good place to start. So you have a Salt and Light ministry that you can start in your church or community, and then you'll be connected into the issues and legislation. Or you can go to publicschoolexit.com and learn how you can start a school in your church, or a co-op, or a membership organization in your church, because the education of our children in the future is critical. I mean, we've already lost so many of these youth today, are completely lost, and these are the voting people of tomorrow. It's insane. So we really have to get after our youth. But Public School Exit is one of our premier programs. And by the way, Jim, you don't know this, but we made that its own 501c3. And we have some of the top of the line, including Sam Sorbo with us and Max Lyons. We have figured out the top of the line education in America. So that's a separate entity. We're working on that. But Biblical Voter, right now, vote your values. And you may not know how to vote your values, but in this little booklet, which you can get on biblicalvoter.com, we outline God's 5 non-negotiable moral values, which you place above all voting decisions. It's going to become so simple, so easy. And I am praying that our country will become a biblical, God-loving, Jesus-preaching nation once again. We're an incredible, it's our obligation to keep America godly.
Well, I am so proud of you. What you've accomplished in 12 years is just really staggering. It's amazing. 12, almost 13 years now. So we have, just as a wrap-up here, saltandlightcouncil.org. That's the main one. They can go to biblicalvoter.com, correct? Does the Content and Character series have its own separate website as well?
Well, if you go to saltandlightcouncil.org, you will see it there. All of the ministries are on that face page. But yes, it's contentofcharacterseries.org, based on Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King. And it's amazing. I mean, really, it comes down to what is the content of our character. And that's black, white, racial reconciliation. That's at the heart of what we do. It's amazing, amazing. And Pastor Jim, I want to say, you know, the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing is because of your encouragement as well. I'm grateful that you came into my life and you encouraged me so much, and you have encouraged me to be better. The thing I love about you is you're so learned, and I mean this in the best of ways, that I think you challenge so many people to raise the bar in their lives regarding the issues and legislation and what's going on out there in the culture, and you out there at the United Nations. You know, God bless you for that. And I'm grateful that I can be where I am. And I'm just grateful that I can be in the same fight with you.
Well, we've had the joy of partnering together and working together. And we're going to do that a lot more in the future, because what you're doing is so, so critical for the culture. The last website she referred to, publicschoolexit.com. She didn't really get much of a chance to talk about that. But you'll want to check that out as well. And Dran, if they want to talk, I know you've got some people in your office there. I guess your phone number is probably on the website. So if they want to talk to somebody there, they can get the phone number right there as well. Dran, thank you so much. What a joy. What a privilege to connect you. Here we live in the same city, and we're running in the same pathway a lot, but we don't see each other very much anymore. So it's a joy to get to see you on the screen right now as we're talking. I want to encourage everyone to go to saltandlightcouncil.org. I'm telling you, in a matter of nanoseconds, you can launch a ministry. There are many places that I know of you can go that is so prepackaged and well thought through as what you can get right there. So by all means, go there, and you can begin a ministry in your community, in your church, really on the next day, practically. It's that quick, and it's that user-friendly. We are at wellversedworld.org. That's our website, where we bring biblical principles of governance to government leaders and to the people who elect them. If you'll go to wellversedworld.org and check us out there, it's a joy being with you today. Join us for the next webcast. Blessings as you go.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please read the show notes for additional details if you would like a copy of the book or resources mentioned. Remember that Well-Versed is a 501c3 tax-deductible nonprofit organization. We rely on your support and partnership.
Thank you for listening to the Well-Versed podcast. For more information, please go to www.wellversedworld.org.